Nolte, Disney's Indiana Jones 5 Dead as a Doornail with second place finish, Sound of Freedom soars. By John Nolte on July 9, 2023. After a dismal $60 million opening, the Disney grooming syndicate's Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny collapsed somewhere between 50 to 60% with a dreadful $25 to $28 million second weekend, and couldn't even manage one consecutive first place finish. What had once been one of the most popular and bulletproof franchises ever created finally met its match in Kathleen franchise killer Kennedy and her anti-entertainment identity politics. Kennedy might be off-screen, but she is the true villainess in Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, which should have been called Indiana Jones and Talentless Queendom of Woke Child Grooming Nazis. Indy also met its match this week from the fifth chapter of the Insidious horror franchise, which opened to $31 million. Some believe Dial of Dun would hold on to the number one spot this weekend, a headline the child abusers at Disney desperately needed, but that didn't even come close to happening. Elsewhere, and in nearly 2,000 fewer theaters than Dial of Dun, 2,850 compared to 4,600, Sound of Freedom, aka the little Christian-themed indie that Disney dumped, hauled in another $15.2 million. By Monday, this $14.5 million budgeted movie that Disney dumped will have grossed close to $40 million. Sound of Freedom, the movie Disney dumped, came in number 3 at the box office and, unlike Disney's Dial of Dun, is already making millions in profit. In its second weekend, Sound of Freedom trounced the opening weekend of Joyride, a woke comedy, he wrote as though woke comedy is not an oxymoron, that belly flopped in 2,850 theaters with just $6 million. How's that for justice? Disney acquired 20th Century Fox in 2019 and immediately shelved Sound of Freedom, which wrapped in 2018. Why would Disney shelve a $14.5 million Christian-themed film when Christian-themed films make money? Easy answer, it's a Christian movie. Also, Sound of Freedom sounds an alarm about child exploitation. And as we now know, Disney is pro-child exploitation. Through Friday, Dial of Dun has grossed just $172 million worldwide. This sucker comes with a $400 million price tag between production and promotion costs. The Disney grooming syndicate could lose $100 to $200 million on an Indiana Jones film. Let me repeat, on an Indiana Jones film. Also doornail dead at this weekend's box office is Disney's Elemental. After 4 weeks, this piece of grooming bait has only grossed $109 million. Next weekend, Tom Cruise's Mission Impossible: Dead Reckoning Part 1 hits screens and will likely blow everything else to dust. Cruise has what Disney once had: audience trust and goodwill. That's the ticket to box office gold. Disney is so depraved and addicted to its predatory cross-dressing, sex-changing, child-mutilating fetishes, it is willing to lose billions to pursue its grooming agenda. All Cruise is interested in pursuing is wowing us. He's pure, 100% entertainer. Disney is pure, 100% evil. Guess who wins that battle every time? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.